For them, all roads lead to Armageddon. They aren't logical. They're ideological. And you can't negotiate someone out of a position that they didn't reason themselves into. For the last two decades, they've pursued two weapons to contest the West: nukes and terrorism. Obama got them to agree not to build nukes for 15 years in exchange for removing sanctions. But that gave them more money, which they gave to terrorists instead of their citizens. Then Trump removed the nuclear deal and put back sanctions. That gave them less money for terrorists, but pushed them toward nukes. You don't want war, but you also don't want them getting nukes, right? But how do you prevent the nukes without risking the war? And if they get the nukes, does war find you anyway? Do you keep playing nuclear poker and hope that they bluff for the next 20 years? Or do you flip the table? If you were the president, what would you do? And what would you realize about them if they tried to kill you, like they tried to kill Trump? Now, does Israel benefit from this? Sure. That's what happens when two countries share an enemy. You don't need to trust Israel to see that. Look, we're not saints. We're acting in our interests. But our interests and the Iranian people's interests are aligned. And what we did to Iran was wrong. Now we have a chance to make it right.